Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are grateful for God's eternal love. There's one thing for sure you can depend on, and that's the Lord. He's greatly dependable, and you can be assured of one thing also, that He won't ever forsake you, nor leave you alone, but be with you always, even to the end of the world. Once you get saved, you're sent under the blood, you qualify to get to heaven. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness, no remission for sin. What he does perfect. There's no doing that, doing it over a second time. There's no such thing as falling. Grace, grace is an unmerited favor, something you don't deserve, something you can't obtain within yourself. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus took our place. He is our substitute, propitiation for the atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin became sin. The Bible said, if you and I, you might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So if you go to heaven, you'll have to certainly be justified. Your sin will have to be forgiven and placed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside sacrificial death, the blood that made the atonement, the shed blood that He offered up at Calvary as total redemption for our sins. He paid the price in full and ransomed us and saved us and washed us and cleansed us in His own blood. So if you expect to go to heaven, you better expect to come through the door, for Jesus is the door, also the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Him. There's not another way to heaven, from earth to heaven, and outside His sacrificial blood. He gave Himself freely at Calvary for us, paid the price, and completely, fully, and supremely when He died and took our place. And I'm glad I got justified in the sight of God Almighty 39 wonderful years ago. I'm glad He didn't give me what I had coming. Had He gave me what I deserved, I'd already be burning in hell. But I'm glad God looked past all my faults, saw my needs, had mercy upon me, helped me when I couldn't help myself, gave me all my sin, and put my sin in His sea of forgiveness, never be brought to His remembrance anymore. Washed me and cleansed me, sanctified me, purified me through His blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said God's own Son cleansing us from all sin. If you go to heaven, you'll have to be blood washed, blood bought. Outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. Now, beloved, everybody's born with an Adamic nature. Having that nature inside you, beloved, in your stinking flesh, that means that you're found guilty before God as a sinner, the shape of iniquity, and born in sin. Everybody's not as vile as others are, but everybody is found guilty before God. Everybody in the sight of God is a sinner, with shape of iniquity, and born in sin. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep on the stray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity all upon Him, and only by His stripes, what He bore in His body, our bruise in our place, took our place, bore our sins in His own body on the tree. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. And that's the reason I got justified. I accepted what He done. I believe what He done. I received what He done at Calvary and shedding His blood as the atonement of my sins. And I wept bitterly. I repented. I turned from sin. I gave up myself, my ambitions, my desires, and my stinking rotten ways. And I called on Him for mercy and forgiveness of my sin. And I'm glad He saved me just like I was 39 wonderful years ago. I've never been the same since He put me in newness of life. A new nature, a divine nature God placed within me. And beloved, I've got an eternal nature living on the inside. And I don't run, nor walk, nor talk, nor carry on like I used to, beloved. All that quit me. I didn't have to quit it. It quit me when I got saved. Not to say that I've not been tempted. All of us are. That's part of being human. Everybody's tempted in this stinking rotten flesh. Just to pray. The Bible said in the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, beloved, the soul stinking flesh, altogether vanity. It's vain, it's wretched, and it's vile. Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me that is in my flesh. Beloved, this flesh is corrupted by nature, as a simple, depraved nature, beloved, in the flesh. And then, before you're saved, you're overwhelmed with that. You've got a depraved nature on the inside, not being shed iniquity and born in sin. That's got to be corrected. And the only thing to correct that and eradicate that is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleansing you from your sin. He's got to take out that old unclean nature out of inside of you, beloved, and cast that out of you and put a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When it happens to you, I promise you, beloved, you'll know it right away, and you'll start thinking different, walking different, talking different. You will be different. The Bible said, therefore, if any man or any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm not talking about easy believers, and I'm not talking about a case of do betters and turning over a new leaf or feeling good just because you went and done something good. Beloved, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simply experiencing the new birth. You've got to be born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's a supernatural act. That's got to come down from heaven above. Beloved, the song says, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. What a wonderful, wonderful day it was. And a day I shall never forget when heaven came down and glory filled my soul. I knew something had happened inside of me and I couldn't explain. I didn't know enough about what had happened to me to really explain. I just knew that my sins were forgiven and something on the inside, beloved, the old condemnation, the old conviction, everything I had inside me, I had that was replaced with joy and peace and tranquility and purpose and meaning in life. I had new goals, new ambitions, and new desires when I got saved. And beloved, when you really get saved, I'm talking about saved from sin, when it gets past your mind and your mouth and gets alive in your heart, that's the heart, the depth of your soul, when you really receive Him, when you really believe on Him and accept Him, see yourself as a hell-bound sinner without hope in the world, destined to the truth, and going to go to hell if He don't have mercy upon you and cleanse you from your sin. He wants to and He will, but you've got to let Him. You've got to want Him to above everything else. You've got to seek Him. The Bible said with a whole heart. If you sought Him with a whole heart, He'll be found of you. Beloved, I'll guarantee you, when you call on Him, the sacrifice of God, but it's a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I'll guarantee you, if you don't have in you, you got to open up the everlasting doors of your heart before the King of Glory can come in. He wants to come in. He will come in. But, beloved, you've got to want Him to come inside you, forgive you and cleanse you, put you in newness of life, and have mercy upon you and save you as a sinner. All of us are sinners. We've all sin and come show the glory of God. There's not a righteous man, not a just man, but all the faith there. This stinking, depraved, wretched flesh, it's vile, beloved. I'll guarantee you, it's stronger than you and I are, beloved. Our stinking flesh I'm talking about. Beloved, sin greater than, bigger than we are. Nobody can handle sin. You better read your Bible. All of us, even those that were saved by the grace of God, they were tempted by sin and fell oftentimes to sin and temptation. Beloved, that didn't unsave them. You're not saved by works. You're not saved by being good and doing good. You're saved by grace through faith and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works. That's any man to those salvation is free. It was paid for in full at Calvary when Jesus died. Beloved, but when you get saved, you say, God don't give us a license to sin. No, sir, God's not in the sinning business. That's the stinky flesh. That's the devil who's responsible for all types of sin and temptation and filthiness and everything and vileness. Everything goes along with the flesh, beloved. When God saves you, put a new nature in you, divine nature in you, and He takes the desire out of you to want to sin. Now, you can sin, and you're tempted, and you give place to the devil in your stinking flesh, but inside you, there's a new nature, there's a divine nature, there's God living in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That part you delight in, that's the part, beloved, God will fall after, not fall after your stinking rock flesh. Your flesh is depraved, the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, where all of us are vain. All of us are wretched. There's not a righteous man, not a good man, not a just man, but all the face of the earth. Don't be made righteous or made right before God, and will be justified in the sight of God and become just, beloved. On the way to go to heaven is through the shed blood. Outside the shedding of His blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. He took your place. He bore your sins in His own body on the tree. If you pass by Him, if you reject Him, if you refuse Him, you go on with an evil heart of unbelief. Now, I'm not talking about easy believers, and most people in their minds that gets heard, they know Jesus as the Son of God, but they don't know Him as their personal Savior. They still have an evil heart that is a soul of unbelief. They're still darkened and alienated, separated on the inside. They're without hope. They never have had a transformation. They never have been convicted and converted by the preaching of the Word of God. Beloved, they never have really received and believed. They've been under phone as apostates, buzzards and vultures, and beloved, they buzzards flock together when they smell something that will benefit them, something that's dead, that they can pluck it up and rob it and get something from it, beloved, to benefit them. They all flock together. We got a bunch of religious thieves. I'm talking about billionaire preachers. God have mercy on the buzzards, and beloved, the woods are full of them, and they can smell it a long way off. They polished up, beloved. They're smooth and they're slick with their words. They're steady. They're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the light of truth. Men of reprobated minds, beloved, corrupt minds. They're all corrupted by sin and Satan, beloved. It's a way of life to them, beloved. It's a way which they become rich, multi-millionaire preachers. But I'm going to tell you this much, beloved. The Bible says one thing for sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. And He said, let every man that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There's going to be degrees in hell, like there'll be rewards in heaven. God's got a special hot seat in hell, beloved, with the fools who made joke and made mock and made light out of the blood of Jesus. You better believe they'll burn with eternal torment and damnation, and it'll supersede, beloved, and the thoughts you've ever had about the torments of pain, the degrees of pain and hell it'll be, beloved, with those buzzing and right in the soul. They'll deserve every moment of it, every minute of it, and forever, ever and ever and ever. They'll burn and weep and wail and gnash their teeth. I don't want them to go to hell, but they've chose that road of deception and deceit, beloved. They've made joke and mockery out of the blood of Jesus. It wouldn't be right if God didn't reward them. He is and is reward of them that will and seek him also reward the evil. Vengeance is mine, I shall repay, the Bible said, thus saith the Lord. God have mercy, have mercy for sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. They fool a lot of people, but they're not fooling God. They just deceive themselves. Beloved, they're corrupt-minded, reprobate-minded, beloved. And they learn the scriptures, they learn from others, and they learn from reading books, and sounds good to them. So they put it to practice and memorize it, put it in on paper, jump up and down, act like a bunch of fools. They're a bunch of dogs, a bunch of dumb dogs that can't really bark. Beloved, they're just wolves in sheep clothing. They're violent and wretched. You've got to be careful, beloved, because we're in the last days. Apostasy and pretense is on every hand with these wolves and these buzzards, these vultures, these ungodly people, beloved, who have, like the Bible said, they're proud without water, tree twice dead, fucked up by the roots, but they're going to wind up being cast into a place of eternal damnation. Twice dead, they'll taste of the second death, an unquenchable fire where the fire won't ever go out, with the smoke of their torment, with the sin of heaven, ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. And I'll say again, rightly so and justly so, beloved. They've made light out of souls and people that's sitting on them that don't know any better. They don't have an understanding really about what real truth is. They think everything's lovely. They're empty on the inside, but they try to fill it up with emotions of their stinking trash when they do what they do. Jump up there and scream, holler, and carry on. If they just look at themselves and be real, they'd realize they're lacking on the inside. They're empty on the inside, and all they got is a bunch of foolishness and folly and filthiness, and that's going to doom them one day to while and take them on down to hell. I hope they don't go to hell. I hope they all get saved. That is those that utter them, listen, hope they get out of the way from them kind of people, get where somewhere where they can hear the truth and be liberated from sin and be born again and have access to God Almighty through the blood of his cross. Not head, not lip service, but a heart service. For with a heart man believe it, unto righteousness without confession is made unto salvation. That heart is the depth of your soul. You've got an evil heart, living by unbelief. If you've not been transformed, you've not been convicted and converted, you're still in sin. I don't care how much knowledge you have in your head. There's nothing in your heart. You're empty. You're going to go to hell. But I don't want you to hope you'll get saved. See, my time's going to write to us. Pray for us. God bless you. Is our prayer in his name. Amen.